You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
What comes to mind for me is what Davy Crockett said. I think he said it best. Y'all can all go to hell and I'll go to Texas, okay? Because I'm sick and tired. I know I am speaking on behalf of millions of people in this country who want to say to the pathetic, weak, moral cowards who are leading these companies, who are so worried about the mob and cancel culture and everybody else, it's enough already. Time to stop. We all know what real racism is and what real racism looks like. And you're not fooling anybody. It's dishonest, it's fundamentally morally depraved, and it is also tyrannical. That's what we're really looking at here. This is a form of tyranny. And why? The real question is, why don't you want more secure voting laws?
Good question. April 5th, 2021. That's one of the members of the Fox panel discussing this decision by MLB to move the All-Star game out of Georgia. And, of course, Coca-Cola. And Delta, talking about a boycott of Georgia. This has gone so far that even those inside Georgia, the left, like Stacey Abrams and Senator Warnock, are saying, whoa, slow down. You're going to cost us a lot of jobs, a lot of money. Well, they were all about putting pressure on Georgia because of this new election law. And so then when the trigger is pulled, suddenly they say, whoa, bring that bullet back into the gun. This is all built on lies. It's all built on lies as to what the companies and even President Joe Biden said the other day, comparing this Georgia election law to Jim Crow laws. As you heard the panelists say, we all know racism and we all know what Jim Crow represented, and this does not represent any of that. Plus the lies that you won't be able to vote, you can't do this, you can't do that. It's making a lot of operations for Georgia voter residents and so forth, making it easier for them. It's just making sure that they are who they say they are. And they've had voter ID in Georgia for some time. This one just actually applies it now to absentee balloting because they never had a flood of applicants for absentee as they did this last time because of COVID. But then you compare what's happening in Georgia and to what's happening in Delaware, President Biden's home state, or New York State, Cuomo. You're going to find entirely different. In fact, you'll find more restrictions in those states. We're going to break it down for you. And Texas election law also undergoing changes. Already there's talk that American Airlines say, we see what Delta did with Georgia. We might do the same to Texas, and so is Dell and Coca-Cola. Well, Texas legislators, Republicans, are already firing back. You know what they're doing? They are booting Coca-Cola from all state legislative offices. Good for them. Saying because you were misleading the public about Georgia's new voter integrity law. They haven't even pulled the pin on moving out of Texas or calling for a boycott of Texas, but the Texas Republicans say, we want you out. You know, let me correct that. I had this on a wrong head. That's the Georgia Republican Party. The Georgia Republican Party booting Coca-Cola for the state offices. Although I was watching Texas, too, because they're considering doing the same if that happens. All this hypocrisy. And the riddle here for you, another lie. When is Dr. Fauci telling us facts, science, or trying to scare us? Do you know? We're going to get into that. And China, COVID lies. In fact, vaccine lies that could be deadly. Who's doing anything about it? And that Hunter laptop. The news coverage of the Hunter laptop. Shh, quiet. Nothing to be seen here. They want to move on. But, of course, when the Capitol Hill shooting happened the other day, as tragic as it was, they had to rush in and say, it's a white guy probably tied to Trump. Now they know it's not a white guy, not tied to Trump, but tied to Louis Farrakhan. They've gone silent, pretty much. And then, of course, YouTube. Evidence out now that shows YouTube had been very actively, and I mean actively, deciding to delete anything that might be negative about Joe Biden. Did you know that? Well, maybe your Facebook has been frozen, your Twitter account. No, I'm talking about they're actually going in on Facebook, and if it's negative comments, they're going to strike them. We'll get into that for you. And Cher is even under attack from the woke culture. Cher said something, reference to George Floyd murder trial and what happened to George Floyd. And even the most woke on the other side said, there you go, Cher, your white supremacy. Cher said, oh, I didn't mean it. Well, of course, back up and apologize. And another culture woke attack, a tree is under attack. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
If you think disinfecting a home or office for COVID is way too expensive, I've got great news for you. Wellington Environmental can disinfect most homes for less than $300. I know you were thinking the cost would be two, three, maybe four times as much. Wellington can professionally disinfect most homes for less than $300. Cost for most offices, not much higher. You get the same professional treatment that Wellington provides hospitals and nursing homes. Also, Wellington is selling professional fogging devices. The cost, $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors and save $100. Here's a phone number to schedule Wellington to treat your home or office. 314-644-4930. I urge you to get on the schedule early. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Dr. Fauci, you need to go to the border. And here's what you will see. You will see 900 people in a room built for 80. You will see people living on top of each other, a 10% positive rate where the positive people intermingle with everybody else. And all these illegal immigrants are dumped off in Texas and the rest of the country. So, Dr. Fauci, you need to go to the border. And if you're not compelled to shut down this illegal immigration program, I don't want to hear anything you got to say about baseball or restaurants. It is the biggest, in my view, COVID spreader in the world.
I don't think we have any question about that. We know all those coming across the border, for the most part, are not even being checked for COVID. And even if they're found positive, which 10%+ have been on sample checks, they're still released into the country. They're told you should probably quarantine. Do you think they're going to listen? Of course, those are the words of Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina. Clearly saying, Dr. Fauci, you need to go to the southern border. You know, Fauci's response is, I don't know. Here's what he said. Lindsey Graham, I like. He's a good person. I dealt with him many ways. But equating me with things that have to do with the border, I have nothing to do with the border. Dr. Fauci, that statement again. I have nothing to do with the border. You are advising the president on stopping the spread of COVID. You've got a super spreader along the border. You're telling schools to shut down. You're telling churches to shut down. You might be able to have a barbecue for July 4th or Memorial Day, but it's not my job to look at the border and see that situation. What the hell are you saying? You're either a doctor concerned about this COVID or you're a politician. If you're a politician, I understand that approach. But I thought you said you're a man of science. And we're supposed to follow the science. Oh, but on that, you've even failed. You failed or you lied or both. But now he will not go to the border. The guy that supposedly is overseeing our COVID response across the nation. First advisor to the president. Dr. Fauci, his statement again. Obviously, it's a very difficult situation at the border. We all know that. The administration is trying as best they can to alleviate that situation. Having me down at the border, that's really not what I do. End of quote. And of course, he's billed as the White House chief medical advisor. And it's a dereliction of duty, at the very least. At the very least. Beyond that, it proves he's a total fraud if you're not interested in what's happening down there. And the same for all the other on the left. How many of them gone down and looked at and complained and said, this is wrong? I'm not even talking now about the issue of our border being legal or not. It is legal border, and they are violating it by coming across. But aside from that question, where is the left down there? Is they're so concerned about COVID in their communities? Why aren't they down there saying these persons are getting on a bus? They may be going to Texas. They may be going to Minnesota. They may go to Dakotas, D.C. They'll go wherever they want. And in fact, in many cases, our government's helping them get there. There are no leftists down there making any point about that because they just try to look away. They know it's a bad situation. They know it's a crisis, but they don't want to use that word. And you can't use it. Say surge. AOC lectured all of us the other day. You can't say it's a surge because that suggests they are insurgents. Has anyone talked to the woman since I did the program the other day and told her the difference between surge and insurgents? Anybody? If you have contact with her, tell her to call here. I'll straighten her out. But here's what Fauci, again, talking about what we have to do as Americans. Oh, this may not apply to illegals. So if you're an illegal listening, don't bother. This does not apply to you. We're talking about legal Americans or legal immigrants in this country. And Dr. Fauci being raised about, are you going to have to wear the mask through 2022? Listen to this.
If we get a major surge and we have a continuation of an increase in cases, it is conceivable that we may be having to wear masks in 2022. But if we continue to get people vaccinated and we get the overwhelming majority of people together with those that have been infected and the level of infection goes way down, we very likely will not have to. No, I did not say definitively we unquestionably will be wearing masks in 2022. I said under certain circumstances that might be conceivable that we would have to. But there are circumstances in which we may not have to.
You follow that? You follow that? That's like a drunk on a highway. No, to this line, that lane, and over here. But I'm going to hold the center line as long as I can. You always say in Texas, nothing in the center line but dead possums. And I mean dead possums. Not possing possums, faking it. But Fauci's going to go to the left, going to the right. But I didn't say that, but I would, but we could. Well, let's just try to straighten it. Let's go back. Here he is. Oh, I'm not saying we may have to have masks through 2022. 2022. But I'm not saying that. Do you remember when he at one time told us we don't really even need the mask? Do you remember that? Let me take you back in time. This was October 2nd. Let me make sure I got March 8th. March 8th on 60 Minutes. Here's Dr. Fauci. March 8th, of course, we're early in the understanding of COVID. We'll all acknowledge that. But by then, President Trump had already shut down flights from China. And he was being criticized by the left for doing so. You're just a fear-monger, President Trump. You're trying to scare Biden. You fear yellow people. Xenophobic, all of that stuff. What about wearing masks then? Here's what Dr. Fauci said on March 8th.
There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection.
It's not providing the perfect protection. And of course, now he's wearing two masks. The man's been vaccinated. He was one of the first to get a vaccine because, obviously, and I have no problem with that, he's considered, quote, an essential personnel. And those first responders, those on the front line. So I have no issue with the vaccination, him getting it earlier than many Americans. I have no issue with that. But he still wears two masks after the vaccination. And here he's telling us, I'll read it again. I'm going to let you hear it again a little bit later. But he's saying there's no reason to be walking around with a mask. No reason to be walking around with a mask. That was, again, from a CBS 60 Minutes interview on March 8th. Now, again, it was during the early stages of coronavirus, a lot of things we didn't know. And, of course, later, he obviously stepped up and started changing it. And that interview also predates the CDC's updated guidance on face covering as of April 3rd, 2020. His interview was March 8th. April 3rd, the CDC said, well, let me read it directly. In public settings, when around people outside their household, especially when social distancing measures are difficult to maintain, we advise you wear a face mask. Actually, they specified a cloth mask at that time. And lately, they've been saying, that's not a good mask. Fauci had told also, in the beginning, at the beginning of COVID-19, he told the Washington Post, masks were not recommended for the general public. Actually, that's a Freudian slip, and it probably worked. Facts are not recommended for the general public either. But he said masks are not recommended for the general public. Why? Well, because they were trying to stop a run on masks to make sure they had enough for those health workers. So he lied to you. He lied to you so you wouldn't rush out and try and get masks. So they'd make sure they had enough for the health workers. All he had to do is say, we need to get it by health workers first. We'll advise you. He could have stopped short of what he said. But let's go back. Now he's saying, do Lindsey Graham, I don't need to go to the border. And folks are trying to put words in my mouth when I say it's going to be 2022 before you can go without a mask. Are you following this trail? I'm telling you, it weaves left and right. But again, Fauci's trying to defend what he's doing. He said, I'm a straight-up guy. I'm giving you facts. I'm dealing with science. And then he makes this statement, which is laughable.
I'm not trying to scare anybody. What we're saying is that we make recommendations based on scientific evidence and data. Because what you want to do is give the American people the information they need to make choices. And you make a recommendation. I don't think anyone would consider me a scaremonger. I've never been that way at all. So when we talk about wearing a mask, not wearing a mask, doing this or not doing that, we like it to be based on evidence and data. And that's the way I have guided anything I've said for now the last 40 years. Nothing has changed.
Wait a minute. I've been dealing on with data and science. That's the way I've always been. And nothing's changed in the 40 years I've been doing this. I've always been straight and relying on the science. That's what he says now. Let's go back to that CBS 60 Minutes interview again. Back in March of last year. And in, let me get the date again because I don't want to be called off on this. March 8th. Dr. Fauci on a 60 Minutes interview, the man who just told you, I always speak of science and data. And what did he say regarding wearing a mask on March 8th last year on 60 Minutes?
There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection.
Okay, I understand it's not going to provide the perfect protection, but he says there's no need for you to be walking around without a mask. Now you need two, even if you've had the vaccine. And I'm only going to tell you what science says. That's what I've done for 40 years, and I'm not trying to fearmonger. Listen, you make your own appraisal and analysis, as I've always said, what you need to do for yourself and your family. I'd mentioned to you the other day, I had a very close death relative, 12 years or so younger than me and in great health. And he had COVID maybe a dozen days in and out of the hospital three different times. And the last time he went in, didn't come back out. It happened that fast. And he and his wife were being extremely careful. And, of course, even more so now in her house since that time. Which brings us to some changes on the CDC guidelines inside homes. I'm going to get to that for you in just a moment after the next break. But you make your own determination on what you think you need to do for you and your family. You rely on Dr. Fauci or not? I'm not telling you one way or the other. I'm just pointing to point out to you that he's told you back in March of last year you don't need the mask. And now, two masks, even after you've had the vaccine. And then when it comes to the super spreader, since they're so concerned about COVID spreading, and we should be, to an extent, obviously, even still, he is saying, basically, well, I don't need to go to the border where they have a super spreader. That's not my job. Not my job, man. He's our medical advisor to the White House. I have a lot of problems on this. I do on so many levels. I'm sure you do as well. We're not going to let it slide. We're going to stay on top of it. We'll take a break and when we come back, I will tell you about these new CDC guidelines and how they might apply to your home in particular. Please stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
So while we're still talking about Fauci, before I go any farther, I want to point out to Jake Tapper, yesterday on CNN and State of the Union, he talked about the success of the U.S. coronavirus vaccine rollout. And in fact, he mentioned Operation Warp Speed and even President Trump. Whoa. Well, let's spend just a moment on that. Gee, what did he say? He said, thank God, because he now has his vaccine. And he said, thank God for everyone involved at Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, everyone affiliated with Operation Warp Speed, from the scientists to the officials that signed off on the funding, including, yes, President Trump. He said, you know, we hear a lot from MAGA folks about why the Biden administration seems so reluctant to credit Trump for the vaccines. And look, I get it. They can certainly be more gracious about it. Maybe it's politics, or maybe it's that Trump screwed up many other aspects of the response to the pandemic. That they could not get past the clear day of elections of duty, the refusal to acknowledge what was happening. Both of those points I just said apply to Dr. Fauci. Derelictions of duty, it's not my job to go to the border and see the super spreader and see what can be done about it, to not even focus on it. Whether or not the man goes to the border, he should be involved in, as a general, directing what's going on down there to make sure COVID-tested patients and those coming across are checked and then quarantined for a period of time. He's not doing any of it, much less physically being on the border. And, of course, Tapper says Trump's refusal to acknowledge what was happening. Sounds like Fauci again. Undermining a science inside this. Fauci says this, says that, says that. Mocking those who wore masks. Well, I'm mocking a little bit now because Fauci says you don't need a mask, and now he wears two, and he's been vaccinated. And now the CDC is updating guidance for cleaning surfaces, protect against COVID-19. I'm going to read what they say. And again, you're going to have to decide if you go along with this. CDC now saying science has shown you can get infected via contaminated surfaces, but the risk is low. It says regular cleaning of these surfaces with soap or detergent works. Disinfection is not necessary. Only recommended in indoor settings. Well, if you're inside your house, that's inside, isn't it? And schools and homes where there's been a suspected or confirmed case of COVID-19 within the last 24 hours. So they're acknowledging, yeah, you do need to do it indoor. Yeah. Or schools or homes. But then they say where there's been a suspected or confirmed case. I thought we all had suspected cases around us now. And they go on to say in most cases, fogging, fumigation, electrostatic spraying, not recommended as a primary method of disinfection. They don't know what they're talking about. In fact, this is why I love Tom Wellington, Wellington Environmental, because he's been out there educating folks, showing what they can do, even providing spray. They could buy their own sprayer. Yes, that's kind of a commercial pitch, but the point is that's what they've been doing, and they've been extremely busy helping sophisticated and properly and responsibly disinfecting. But now the CDC said, oh, you may not want that. You wait, they'll turn the corner again. Right now we have something like 30 million cases in the U.S., according to the latest figures, 555,000 deaths attributed to COVID. And again, I will continue to ask, is that did they die with COVID or of COVID? There's a big difference. We have 165 million vaccinated already, and we have still max vaccinations 2 to 3 million a day. That's all good, again, if you want it, or you're going to get your vaccine. But in the midst of all of this, of course, China has lied to us about COVID from the beginning, and now they're lying about one of their own drugs that might be responsible for killing a vaccine that could be deadly. Stand by.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable, but we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, those that come in tramping around, oh, they're 6 feet, 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed, and at the same time, will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler is still family-owned and operated for 3 generations, protecting homes and businesses. 3 generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER, or you can check their website, rottler.com, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, Rottler Pest Solutions, rottler.com.
When it snows, let's say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water. I won't know, have you ever seen the rain?
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
So let's take a look at this. We know from the very beginning of COVID, we got a lie from China. They did not want to admit it came from their lab. Remember, they continued to say, and in fact, World Health Organization finally, in the last month and a half, supposedly was getting information direct from the lab, which turned out to be a lie. They still did not get direct information. World Health and Office inspectors came out and said, we never got into the lab. We were just repeating what the Chinese gave us. So they did not see really what was going on. So we're just supposed to take the word of the Chinese. And the World Health Organization is complicit also in helping spread this lie up to this point anyway. But there's another issue which is not getting a lot of attention. I saw it in an Epoch column, E-P-O-C-H, Epoch. Great publication in the sense of several pieces they bring forward. This piece just updated today, written by Eva Zhao, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, talking about the strange Sinovac vaccine phenomenon. Countries reporting increasing cases after using the vaccine. Increasing cases of COVID, but also deaths. The opening line, the Hong Kong government recently rolled out a large-scale vaccination plan against the Chinese Communist Party virus, commonly known as COVID-19, but it's been mired by frequent reports of serious adverse reactions. In just 1 month, 13 died in Hong Kong after being inoculated. 11 of them had been injected with the Sinovac vaccine, a Chinese domestically made vaccine. And yet the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, it goes on to say, has not reported a single case of serious side effects or death. Well, we don't see it. We don't see any side effects, really serious, and no deaths. And they say, we've been administering and have administered 100 million doses of Sinovac vaccine in China as of March 28. And we have seen no serious side effects, not even one, and not even one death. In other words, no deaths reported in China from the vaccine. And yet the first reported death after vaccination in Hong Kong occurred February 28. And March 28, within just one short month, 13 in Hong Kong, aged 55 to 80, died after getting the vaccine. Let me correct that. 11 of them actually got Sinovac. Two others got the BioNTech. Now, they're elderly, some of them, 55 to 80 is not necessarily that old, those on the lower end. One of them, an elderly woman, they identify in her 80s, died at her home the day after taking the Sinovac vaccine. Hong Kong Department of Health did not report it nor publicize it. The Hong Kong Department did not report it nor publicize it. The Department of Health later said, well, there was no direct causal relationship between death and vaccination. That's not fulfilling our reporting criteria. They are using the opposite of what we've been doing here. Over there, they're saying, well, we gave them the vaccine, they died. There's no direct cause and effect. Over here, we reach the point that if you get COVID, or rather, if you die in a hospital, it has to be COVID-related, and we're going to put that on the label. In an interview with the Epoch Times, the deputy spokesman for the medical policy of the Democratic Party of Hong Kong criticized the government. Said, you're depriving the public of the right to know by not releasing the information, and that affects public confidence in vaccines. That is a true point, and I think everyone has been concerned about that. Is it really going to be safe for me? And now we're told that certain ones are going to be safe enough for children 16 and up. But if you're not sure you're even getting factual information, that's going to be a hard call for parents. And for an adult, if you're going to get your own shot. There's a Chinese medicine doctor, quoted again with the Epoch Times, and said he suspected there were other cases of death after receiving the Chinese vaccine in China. But he says there's no way for outsiders to confirm it. I don't think that's hard for us to speculate that, yeah, there have probably been deaths they're not telling us. This article goes on to talk about how basically this cover-up has gotten so extensive. They're talking about, at one point, a representative of the Hong Kong Health Department is stating that there are cases of death after COVID-19 vaccination in other countries. Even in cases that may not have a direct relationship, the authorities give the data. And when you give the data, then it gives the others an option to decide what's the appropriate measure. But they're not doing it in China because no deaths, no side effects in China. Isn't that a miracle? Germany did announce that as of March 29, they'd been using AstraZeneca vaccine and blood clots were developing with some deaths, reference that. That, of course, has been under review for a while. But again, back to this vaccine created, produced by China, a Chinese domestically made vaccine, Sinovac. What's the real fact? What's the real truth on it? One of these sources being quoted in this article said there's insufficient statistical data on the use of the vaccine for people over 60. Yet the Hong Kong government still asks the elderly to receive the vaccine. And he's saying you need to get the word out. Don't give it to you more significant clinical data. In fact, still another expert said you need to suspend the use of this vaccine, the Sinovac, for those over 60 and those with chronic illness. But again, let me take you back to the official word of the Chinese Communist Party, which I'm sure is a very credible organization, much like CNN, NNN, and our major networks in this country. Very close. And ours are now state-controlled media, so it's pretty much the same thing. The Communist Party National Health Commission announcing We've had more than 100 million doses given of our Sinovac vaccine. 100 million. But we have no deaths or even serious side effects to report. Do you believe that? Well, the number of confirmed cases in Chile, Turkey, and Pakistan, which chose to receive the Chinese Sinovac vaccine, has increased. Getting the virus anyway, and our health problems, and our death in some cases. Pakistan, which has been using the Chinese vaccine since early Feb, is now experiencing a third wave of the pandemic. The national positivity rate rising to 11%. That's the highest level since our outbreak. And more than 20 cities in Pakistan closed. The cities are closed due to the severity of the outbreak. Now, we do know in the beginning stages, or at least we were told and supposedly been verified, in the beginning outbreak in Wuhan, to prevent folks moving around spreading it, they were welded shut in their homes. Bars were put across their doors, were welded shut so they could not leave until the Chinese government decided they could leave. But now they got their own Chinese vaccine. Say, take this, everything will be better. And we've not had a single death out of 100 million. 100 million. Every vaccine has some side effects for somebody to some extent, whether or not it's death. They've had no side effects, not even a little itching, not even feeling tired, not a little fever, no side reaction. A virology researcher at the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research, again for this epic article, said the Chinese communists claim that all these millions have received their vaccine in mainland China and not releasing any real analysis of the effectiveness rate at the same time. He's already questioning it. He said for countries that inject the vaccine produced by China's Sinovac, Biotech, or National Pharmaceutical Group, they should first ask China, provide us data on how much protection the Chinese have after getting the vaccine. So far, the Sinovac vaccine only released clinical study for phase 1 and phase 2. And they show the rate of adverse reaction about 20%, a lower figure than other vaccines. They're already lying about that, I believe. A European virologist, chief scientific officer in a Swiss company, said, from an academic point of view, there are questionable points about the Sinovac data. He said, first of all, the ratio of side effects in the vaccination group is usually higher than the placebo group. In other words, the rate of, side effects, if you're given a placebo, they just give you nothing but maybe a shot of water or something instead of a vaccine. And folks are saying, oh, I'm having this. Well, their rate of reaction from the placebo and the rate from the virus actually injected the vaccine, no big difference. Well, that on its face says that can't be right. And of course, generally speaking, adds the more the injected doses, the more side effects there are. Again, the Communist Party releasing data saying everything's good here. Everything's good. 100 million. But if you have any doubt of what they're doing in China, as of March 27th, that's still only 7% of the vaccination rate. And now we're being told that they are mandatory vaccination. Those in China, you will get the vaccine. And you're probably going to get our Chinese vaccine. And if you have some really difficult side effects, or you die, or some of your relatives over die because they get it, no one outside China will know. Isn't that a great state-controlled operation? Stand by for Dr. Fauci.
is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection.
I wanted you once again to hear Dr. Fauci, his remarks, 60 Minutes interview, March 8th of last year. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the protection people think it is. And now Dr. Fauci has had his vaccine and still wears two masks. You want to believe the Dr. Fauci of March 8th last year or now? He lied to you in March 8th if he was telling you don't bother trying to get a mask because they're trying to protect the rush on them so they could have enough for first responders. He shouldn't have said anything at that point. I am for making sure the first responders and those on the front line dealing with it got protection first. I am all for that. But you lied and said there's no need for it. And now, even after they got vaccine, you got two. So the next question is, what about vaccine passports? Well, Dr. Fauci got asked that, but I'm telling you, as I read this, keep in mind, this could change by the time I finish reading the sentence. Dr. Fauci, again, who serves as President Biden's chief medical advisor, said to the Politico Dispatch, I doubt that the federal government will be the main mover of a vaccine passport concept. That's kind of sidestepping again. I doubt they're going to be the main mover. He goes on to say the government may be involved in making sure things are done fairly and equitably. You're right. I expect that. I expect that from our federal swamp. But he says, I doubt if the federal government is going to be the leading element of that. Well, you're the one advising them. Are you advising them? And I don't know why they didn't ask. Maybe they asked and they didn't bother putting it in. They should have flat out asked him, well, what is your recommendation? Because Biden apparently is going to listen to you. They didn't bother asking a very basic question. So, Dr. Fauci, you think we're going to have vaccine passports? I doubt the federal government's going to be the main mover. They may be involved in making sure things are done fairly and equitably. That's, quote, inside baseball. You already know what that's referenced. Race, economic status. He said, but I doubt if the federal government is going to be the leading element of that. UK's already confirming the government will test out a vaccine passport if you want to get in or out of the UK. Hawaii's already been talking about doing the same. If you're going to come to Hawaii, you're going to have a vaccine passport to come in and go out. And you do know if you're outside our country and you come into our country on an airline, they're going to want you to have a negative test 72 hours or so in advance. And they're probably going to test you again at the airport before you get on the plane. Oh, but I should add, if you're illegal coming across our border, there's no stinking test for you. We don't care. Come on in. You got COVID? Okay. Try to find one place to stay there. Can you do that for us? Sure. In the meantime, we're shut down all across the economy, trying to open up. And yet, as many schools are opening up and they're saying, enough of this, we need to get busy. You know what they're still doing in California? Schools in Long Beach and Orange County have reopened their schools to allow for some version of in-person instruction, but many districts still remain shut. Oakland had an agreement to open classrooms between the district and the teachers' union, but suddenly the teachers' union said, nope, we're not going to go back, even though they were offering them priority vaccines and cash incentives. The Oakland teachers said, nope, we want more. Southern California, there's a survey by the San Diego Unified Parents that shows nearly 73% of parents want their kids to receive in-person teaching. But only 64% of the families actually responded. An associate professor directed some frustration at Governor Newsom, saying California's priorities are so misaligned with the best interests of the state's residents. and pointing out there are no hidden complexities that could possibly explain this misalignment of social priorities. And then she adds, in addition to closing schools for the most part, which you can do in San Francisco, or you can go to the amusement parks, you can go to the movie theaters, but classes are still shut down. California's allowing each district to take its own plans, much as President Trump is saying, we'll allow each state to make their plans. One source, the county, San Diego County supervisor, said, we have 130,000 kids in the San Diego Unified School District, 130,000 who have not been in a classroom for more than a year. He says, great, they're offering learning for these unaccompanied minors coming up across the border. They've been doing that, you know. But he said, I wish every child in San Diego County was allowed the same opportunity for in-person teaching. No, there's nothing to justify or explain any of that. By the same token, there's nothing to justify what major corporations... Well, first of all, the MLB making this decision are corporations. It's all built on a lie of what they're doing. And we're going to break it apart for them coming up next hour.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.